The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Sunday.
7 minutes after 8, taking your calls at 770-563-3770-KMED. You know, along with the other things that may be on your mind this morning, I'm intrigued by the Menendez decision in which, the judge is saying that, let's resentence these two kids again, the kids who were monsters when they murdered their parents back in the day, and now they're talking about sexual abuse and this and that and the other. And the one thing I'm glad that they did not do, at least they did not say, well, we're going to throw ourselves on the mercy of the court, because we're orphans. At least they didn't do that. All right, so I'll give the courts credit on that, but I don't know. Even if there was sexual abuse going on in there, shotgunning mom and dad, does that give you the, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to see if I can book Dr. Carol Lieberman, the forensic psychiatrist. I'm going to see if I can get her on Monday's show to talk more about this, because I know that she has been expert witness for the defense, prosecution. I mean, she does all this kind of stuff all the time. I'd be curious to hear from a psychiatrist on this sort of situation. I don't think if it was me, I would have just said, hey, they paid their debt to society. I don't know about that. Killing mom and dad, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'd be happy to take your call on that if you wish, but we can also go down the rabbit hole on various other things here too. All right, and maybe down in that rabbit hole, you're bearing a little gold this morning, 2739. Yeah, we're still in that 2739, 2750. Gosh, it's been just on a tear. Gold and silver. Silver is at about 34. Even platinum is going right now. Looks like we're starting to continue these bull markets on these protections for wealth here. That's where Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers, ends up stepping in. They've been recognized experts, been one of my oldest and most trustworthy clients here and sponsors for a long, long time. Long time. I want to say almost 20 years I've been doing this and always enjoying the service. Go to 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland if you're looking to buy or sell. One way, maybe you're looking at $2,800 and saying, I'm going to sell. Maybe I bought and I want to do some cash out and do it that way. Or maybe you're still thinking, is it too late for me to add to my and stack a few more here? Because of the hinky going on in the financial system? No, it's never too late, all right? Talk to Jay Austin, Ashland 1632, Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. That's by appointment. JayAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com. They'd love to talk to you.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
If your garage...
1059 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 1067 K294 AS Ashland.
13 after 8, 770-5633. It is time for you now, 770-5633. Open phones on anything. You want to talk about a candidate? You want to talk about perhaps State Rep Wallen endorsing the Democrat for Secretary of State? I haven't received any answer back or any communication from State Rep Wallen yet. I did email her the other night because I was asking, hey, is this for real? It could be an AI fake. I wasn't trusting it at first until I ended up finding it on Tobias Reed's Facebook page. But anyway, we can talk about things like that. The Menendez brothers could be set free. They could be actually paroled. Do you think that's actually a good call? I'm not a fan of this particular situation, but, because now it's like, it's due to, sexual abuse. And does sexual abuse accuse sticking a shotgun in the face of your mom and dad? I don't know. I would say my first response would be no on things like that. But, of course, I didn't have sexual abuse allegedly from my. Well, I didn't have sexual abuse from my mom and dad. They didn't do things like that. But I just don't know if that if all is forgiven. But anyway, you can weigh in whatever you wish. I ended up getting an email here. Who did I get it from? Mark. Wanted to get this from Mark. Let me bring up the proper email here in just a moment, because it was a question that I think needs to be brought up. Mark Betcher writes me, Bill, you mentioned this morning in the conversation with your guest about an Indian firm that was hiring only Indian people. Do you have the specifics or a link on that case? And I ask because my company has been doing the same thing, deliberately offshoring all the new hires to India. Even new onshore hires appear to be only Indian. Cordially, Race Bannon, okay? Now, the thing being, Race, here's the story. It's Cognizant. It's a high-tech firm called Cognizant. It happened about 2 weeks ago. Here's the story. I'll share some of this from MSN. A U.S. jury has found that employment practices at Cognizant constitute discriminatory conduct toward non-Indian workers. This is a case that originated about 10 years ago and claimed that the high-tech giant favored H-1B visa holders from India over local workers. And last week's verdict claims, or says rather, that the IT service giant should pay punitive damages. It followed Cognizant's failed attempt to have a federal judge dismiss a 2017 class action lawsuit alleging bias on the grounds of race and nationality after a previous trial ended without the jury reaching a verdict. The U.S.-based tech outsourcing and consulting firm denies the claims, which, of course, I would call BS on that. The jury said, no, you did it. But a spokesperson for Cognizant tells the Register it was disappointed with the latest verdict, plans to vigorously defend itself upon appeal. We provide equal employment opportunity for all employees and have built a diverse and inclusive workplace that promotes a culture of belonging. Meanwhile, you're hiring like 90% or you're only hiring people from Bangalore, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is it. No, they're probably going to go down for this one, but that's it. And they're not the only one. We know it's going on, and we know that we know how the scam works, and a lot of them have been done with Indians being brought in. Okay? We go to the next line here. Hi, good morning. It's Open Phones.
Good morning.
This is Bill. Who's this?
Holly, Josephine County.
Holly, Joe County Republican Party Chair. Tomorrow you got your rally, right?
Yes, we do. We 1 o'clock. But, you know, I'm actually calling in about Kim Wallen. We're having rally 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. and the Trump train at 2. We're excited about that. We're having everything on sale and all that kind of thing. But I'm actually calling in about Kim Wallen because I am absolutely incensed about that. Absolutely incensed. I mean, what is a Republican legislator doing, switching sides? And, you know, Tobias is definitely not for the Republican Party platform. So why would we ever accept that?
I have, there's all sorts of speculation here. There's a part of me that wondered if it was about keeping all of those fat PAC dollars rolling in because the Democrats control the money flow. For the most part. And maybe that's it. You know, you do me a favor right now. My thing is that I don't understand the political benefit for Representative Wallen unless to say that I'm looking at the person, not the party. It's like, fine. Well, then don't say anything at all. Don't say anything at all. There was no need. It was a totally unforced error in my view.
Well, first of all, she represents her constituents. For her to go out and do something like that is treasonous in a sense to me because it completely violates all that we believe in. She's not a Second Amendment proponent. She's done a lot of things against the Second Amendment. She's just a person we're going to have to watch very, very carefully now.
And by the way, this is not saying that a vote for Lilia Caballero would be an improvement. Okay, that's the Democratic opponent in that race. So I'm not going there. But,
well, I hope people, I don't know. I'm just absolutely furious about it. I think it makes no sense whatsoever. I wrote to her, and I'm asking her, what's up with this? And I'll see if she answers me, because I've got to hear from her. What's her thought process? It makes no sense.
Now, here is the issue that I have to bring up, though. There was a precedent set a number of years ago with Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschiger when he ended up endorsing Betsy Johnson for governor. Now, I understand why Herman did it. Herman explained it about trying to peel off some Democratic votes in order to clear a way for Drazen. It didn't work, though. Didn't work.
No.
But still, the party came down on top of Herman's head over this. You remember that? How that ended up, that big brouhaha about it?
Right. Oh, sure. They were furious with him, and a lot of people didn't understand his point of view. But, you know, so I...
Well, so is this different? Actually, is this any different? Is this different, in your opinion, though, this situation with Representative Wallen?
Well, it really makes no sense. I mean, how could he... She's not trying to peel votes off of anything. She's just supporting someone whose position we don't hold dear. That's what's happening. That's a completely different... It's completely different. We'll see what happens.
I'd be curious to hear. And I'm wondering if this is just another example, though, of the agenda-based... Remember, I talk about not even being Republicans and Democrats these days as much as they are. Okay, are you there supporting the status quo agenda? And this, of course, is mostly democratically controlled. Or are you looking for a different path? And I don't know, maybe this is just an example of anybody that walked out and anybody who was really trying to resist the Democratic power structure in Oregon is not to be given any support by many Republicans, which is kind of disappointing, wouldn't you say, or concerning?
Well, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This is a time for us to stand up and fight, not a time to fold. And what's happening is that I think a lot of the legislators are saying, well, you know, we got to get along. We got to go along to get along. We can't get anything done unless we capitulate. And that just...
Yeah. I need to reach across the aisle. How many times have you heard that from Democrats? Well, I can get along with the other side. I don't want you to get along with the other side. I want you to vote no on most of what they're talking about. Okay, that's what I want you to do.
At the very, very least, get up and articulate the conservative point.
Yeah, and we don't want to elect Republicans to go and help Democrats pass Democrat agendas. That's all we're getting at. Right. You know, just knock it off. Yikes.
Right, and I see that all the time, especially the ones that are, you know, that are being elected. But she's down here in Jackson County. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever that she should be taking this position unless she's, treasonous.
Yeah. We'll see. It's going to be up to her constituents, I guess, to make that decision. But yikes, it really troubled me too. Holly, appreciate the call. Thank you for that. 23 after 8. It's open phones, 770-5633. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Minor Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today at the Iron Gate?
Huh? I'm going to start off by saying I'm not a doctor, but I think Vice President Harris is going through menopause. And they get a temporary mental disorder from it. This is from practical experience from watching my mother. And they absolutely go crazy when they go through menopause. It's part of nature. It happens to women her age.
Wow.
Or sometimes earlier.
Yeah, so you're touching the third rail there. You know, she just turned 60 the other day, just a few days ago. I have a feeling she probably went through menopause a few years ago. I don't think.
Yeah, but she's not recovered from it yet.
Oh, well, that might explain the entire Biden administration then. Hasn't recovered from the menopause. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm not a doctor either. I'm just a talk show host and you're not a doctor, but it's an interesting theory, Minor Dave. Appreciate the call. All right. This is the Bill Myers Show, 770-5633. What is on your mind? We can kick it all around. We'll have a Diner 62 quiz coming up. Give me about 10-15 for that, okay?
Isla, New York.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Ramsey Lewis. One of the three top best shows I ever saw at Brit. Gosh, that was just a great night. Ramsey Lewis was playing so great with his group there. It was like they were having so much fun that night that even if they weren't getting paid, you swear they'd be there. You know, you can't pay for that kind of love and professionalism out on the stage. Gosh, I miss him. He's just a wonderful jazz pianist. Love it. 28 after 8, let me go back to the phones here because it is open phones. El Cid joins me. El Cid from God's Country, also known as Evans Valley. How are you this morning, El Cid? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Bill. Politics, the Oregon is a communist state, and the only only two ways out of it would be, one is an open revolution, which will never happen, and the other is to vote ourselves into either the state of Jefferson or greater Idaho.
They would be preferable at this point in time. Unfortunately, yes. I think one of our the challenge with those solutions or with those options here is that you essentially have to beg your current communist tyrant for permission to leave, which makes me think that ultimately, if there is going to be any kind of separation or a political realignment in the situation here in Oregon and Northern California, for that matter, it will likely be in a time in which there is such tumult and such trouble in the country, and whether it's economic and where people are fiscally unsound or whatever it is, that they can't do anything about Southern Oregon and Northern California leaving. Would you agree with me on that? Because as it is right now, going through the legal process, yeah, well, you got to beg the state to let you go right now. It's like, oh, please, 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 quit stamping your boot in my face. Please, 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 can we go away? No, we actually like stamping our boot on your face, Elsid. Boom, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I kind of disagree with that. I believe that we can just say we're going to do it, and still we have arms. We can take up arms if necessary.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about getting sporty. If, you know, in other words, we're going to leave. We're going to be like a Declaration of Independence. We're going to leave, form another state, and you'll be happy with it, right? That kind of thing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, and I don't beg anything from any communists.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Elsid, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in from God's country, all right? Let me go to Cherry. Cherry, you want to weigh in on the Menendez brothers? And I'm going to see if I can get the forensic psychiatrist on, Dr. Lieberman, Monday morning to kind of look at that. What is your thought about the idea that they could be set free?
Okay. They were children when they were tortured by their parents. Their mom took drugs and was an alcoholic. And I don't know if she abused them as well, but the dad did. And when you do that as a young person, it did happen to me. My parents did that to me. And I would never have murdered them because I was brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a terrible thing. You carry your entire life when your parents do that to you.
Okay, I'll give you that. It's a horrible thing if you have bad parents doing something like that. But is it shotgunning to the face and all's forgiven kind of stuff, though?
Well, the thing is, I think they couldn't escape, you know, their parents because they had all this money. I think they were trapped and imprisoned by their parents, and I think that's the only way they could get free. And I feel that 30 years behind bars with no other record that they might have committed crimes at, you know, after that because of what happened to them, but 30 years is enough time for them.
All right, I appreciate your opinion on that. I don't know if I agree, but I'll consider your take on that. All right, thank you for making it. 770-5633-832. Hello, Ed. What's on your mind today, Ed?
Hello, Bill.
Mr. X.
Oh, several things. And it becomes a real point of contention with me because it's worked into the conversation. And even Matt had done it, you know, in the course of his conversation. But the term migration and immigration being two different, totally different things. And we have to understand that migration is related to what you spoke of a little bit ago of the agenda-based thing. Immigration is totally different. Immigration is lawful. Immigration coming in
is a legal process.
Like
migration is the agenda wishing to get a more pliable voting population, essentially.
Well, migration is equivalent to open borders. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. You know, we have to differentiate these things, but that brings us back to the relationship to that, to what we're faced with on a daily basis with the news that comes out. What we can't expect, we can't anticipate, is that a representative would endorse a Democrat. A Republican representative would endorse a Democrat, and what you said about Kim Wallen. The reality to this is she is an elected representative of her district, and her district didn't ask her to support the Democrat. That's the reality. And it's like
that's an interesting distinction. That's an interesting point you raised there, Ed. Yeah. Well, and of course, that may be the problem with other politicians endorsing other politicians in the first place, though. But yeah, would Kim Wallen's district approve of her actually endorsing a Democratic Secretary of State candidate? Part of the agenda.
Well, the reality is she should have had a public input meeting with her district. There should have been a scheduled meeting, and she should have taken the input from her constituents and ask them, I am about to endorse a Democrat. Do you agree with me, or is this what you want? And the reality to it is the district would have come back and said, absolutely not. And, you know, what are we faced with here? We're faced with what you define. You have an agenda-based politician. She's a former attorney. She was member of the Bar Association. The reality to that is our defined enemy in the agenda-based politics thing. And we have to start recognizing this and start voting these people out. And the reality to it is she's out in the next election, and we have to look for someone else because this is a fundamental error. If she's made it, I almost don't believe that she did this, but the reality...
Well, I wondered about that, too. That's why I emailed the screenshot. See, another listener clued me in on what happened with this endorsement, and I emailed it to Representative Wallen. I say, is this true? Because if it was... I wouldn't be surprised if it was an AI fake at first, but I also don't believe that Tobias Reid would continue to be, leaving this up there if it were an AI fake. So it must be real. And if it's going to be real, then maybe I'm sure some people probably have some questions.
Well, it would be easy enough to, figure out a way to prove or disprove, however it is. And the reality to it is if he did fake it, if it was fake, then this is the ideal moment to spotlight Tobias Reid and say, no, we don't need him because this is what he will resort to. And, you know, these are common sense, simple decisions, but they have to be made. They have to be understood. But, you know, we live in a representative republic, and these representatives are supposed to represent the best interests of their districts, of their elected constituents that elect them to these offices. And the idea that a Republican representative would openly support a Democratic person, you know, a Democratic candidate in this election, this is just, it's beyond sickening to me. And I'm looking at this. This is one of the most critical, crucial elections in this site, in this past 20 years of what we've had. We've got to look at this in a really sound way and start making absolute decisions as to who bears our support in coming up with being a representative and going on with this. Because if we're getting closer to the edge of the cliff, we don't need a representative that's going to push us over the cliff or drag us all with them over the cliff. They have to start doing what we want and lobbying and doing all of the things for the things in the legislature that we need to have happen. We have some real problems here. And if these people, this is a joke. And if you're not going to take it seriously, then you don't belong there.
Ed, I wouldn't change. Right, I wouldn't change a word there. Okay. I wouldn't change a word. But I do wish that you would just tell me what you really think, all right? Appreciate the call.
It's just upsetting on every level that, you know, you get controversies, small controversies that happen around these things. And this is the thing. You go back to World War II, and what do we have coming out of the Nazi war machine? Was a propaganda minister that said a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. And the reality is if we don't focus on and continue with the truth, then we're going to fall into the abyss. And we have to start making I would say every person of some kind that's a voting constituent in her district, email her, telegram her, do whatever it takes on every level, but continue with to her of what a mistake that this was, because this is an emergency. So.
All right. Harump.
And I'm.
All right, Ed. I think I got the message.
Thank Whew. You, Bill. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's all right. I appreciate passion here. I really do. 770-563-3770-KMED. You know, after that, all right, just because we need the palate cleanser, we got to do palate cleansers every now and then. One more dad joke, because it is Friday. Ed, thank you. God bless you. All right. But dad jokes of the day, and that's sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. So it's two dad jokes in one day in this particular case, because we need this. Today's dad joke, I once had a dream I was floating on an ocean of orange soda. It was more of a fantasy. Ooh, that's a bad one. All right. Well, if you have a better bad joke, dad joke, rather, go to twodogsfab.com, submit it, all right? But they still have a blowout on these 7x14 dump trailers, big blowout sale going on at Two Dogs Fab. Twodogsfab.com, fabricating. It's on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford, okay? Now then, after news, let's do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Even yet another palate cleanser. We'll have a little bit of fun. Talk about some history and get you a $20 gift certificate. Get yourself some tasty third-pound burgers or amazing breakfasts or the clam chowder cup, and that's all going on today. And by the way, if you've never had, you know, generally speaking, a lot of diners don't do good salads. Diner 62 does. In fact, I think their taco salad is one of the finest taco salads. It's better than Mexican restaurant taco salads that I've had here in Southern Oregon. You'll love it. 770-5633. We'll play it next.
Ben Franklin once said, "When the well is dry, we know the worth of water. A sputtering faucet from an underperforming well makes it painfully obvious how important water is. Many could say when we learn the worth of water, we understand the importance of a good well driller. To get the best water supply, you need to hire the best. And that's Clouser Drilling. For new construction, deepening, repair, cleaning, decommissioning, or diagnosis, contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com. Serving Southern Oregon since 1971.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers,
and four-wheeler finance. See dealer for details.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Quarter before 9, Diner 62 quiz. By the way, the half-ham special for 11:15 Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, has been delivered to me. Let me hold it up to the Facebook Live. Look at the size of that ham steak and the toast and the eggies and everything else. Just love it. Diner 62 just south of White City. All right. Today we're going to talk about a little bit of Ronald Reagan American history. Let me see if we can go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. It was today in history, October 25th of 1985. United States invades Grenada. Remember that? Remember when that happened back in the day?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
President Ronald Reagan citing the threat posed to American nationals on the Caribbean nation of Grenada by that nation's Marxist regime, orders U.S. forces to invade and secure their safety. There were about 1,000 Americans in Grenada at that time, many of them students at the island's medical school in a little more than a week. Operation Urgent Fury succeeded in overthrowing Grenada's government. Now, the situation on Grenada had been of concern to Americans since the late 70s, when the leftist Maurice Bishop seized power and started to develop close relations with Cuba. Now, in 1983, another Marxist, Bernard Coard, had Bishop assassinated and took control of the government. Protesters clashed with the new government and violence escalated. And citing the danger to the U.S. citizens there, Reagan orders U.S. troops onto the island, and they found themselves facing opposition from the Grenadian armed forces and groups of Cuban military engineers. Now then, when the fighting was done, Tom, how many troops fighting for U.S. interests were on that island? How many did it take? Was it 1,800, 3,300, 4,800, 6,300, or 7,600 soldiers fighting for Grenada? Or for American interests in Grenada? What do you say?
I'm just going to make a guess.
3,300. Second from the bottom. Sorry, it wasn't the right guess, Tom. We'll go to Jack. All right, thanks for the call. Let me go to Jack It's not 33, either 1,800, 4,800, 6,300, or 7,600 soldiers. How many soldiers fighting in that conflict?
6,300.
6,300. No, it wasn't that either. Sorry, Jack. Renee's third in line here. Hello, Renee.
Welcome. Hello.
So, Ray,
thank you.
Yeah, so we're talking about how many soldiers fighting in that Grenada war overall. 1,800, 4,800, or 7,600? What say you?
How about 4,800?
4,800, you're going in the middle. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
All right. Now, we have Peggy here. Now, Peggy, you are a 50-50, all right?
I am.
All right.
Yes.
So it's either 1,800 soldiers for the Grenada War or 7,600. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely 76.
76.
You're a winner!
Great day for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo! And I'm hungry, too. Pancakes.
You're hungry? Come. Oh, you want the pancakes? You bet.
Yes.
Try the ham steak, too.
Inch thick.
Yeah, now here's the deal. Reagan initially sent about 2,000 U.S. troops, but the effort not helped by the fact that forces had to rely on not all that much intelligence about the situation. The maps they used were old tourist maps of the island, so they didn't really know much, right? So Reagan ordered in more troops, and by the time the fighting was done, combined forces of U.S. and Jamaica. So Jamaica ended up teaming up with us. 7,600 troops, nearly 20 of these troops killed, over 100 wounded, over 60 Grenadian and Cuban troops were killed, and the Cord's government collapsed, replaced by one acceptable to the United States. And you also remember that a number of people, Peggy, were skeptical of Reagan's defense of that invasion, noting that it took place just a few days after that huge explosion at the U.S. military installation in Lebanon killed over 240 U.S. troops. And so they were wondering if this was, kind of we got to make this look good. But nevertheless, Reagan administration claimed a great victory, calling it the first rollback of communist influence since the beginning of the Cold War. So for this good guess, Peggy, to Diner 62 with you, okay? Hang on.
Thank you.
All right. All right. It's always good to have people appreciating this. We'll have another one of these quizzes, maybe two quizzes next week, okay? This is the Bill Myers Show. 770-5633 if you wanted to join in. And, gosh, anything on your mind here as we wrap up the week, okay?
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
We got 5 or 6 minutes to go here for the week, and then I hope you have a wonderful week. We'll talk again on Monday. Chris, you have issues with the Josephine County, county commission election. Go ahead. What's up?
Well, I just want to get enlightened by why is the county being run by a real estate group? And you got people like John West in there. And
Okay. You're asking, why is Josephine County going to be run by a real estate group? You know how ignorant that sounds to do that? It's like, did you run? Did you run for office?
No, but they got 9 parcels. It's like a gangbang out there in Williams. They want to sell all the parcels that Josephine County owns. They didn't sell to the Conservancy, the Pipe Fork, and now they want to sell all these, including Pipe Fork, out there in Josephine County.
Okay, do you know why they wouldn't sell it to the Conservancy? Do you know?
Because the BLM couldn't give them the straight scoop what they were going to do on their management.
In other words, the simple solution to this was that remember, the Conservancy wanted to lock up Pipe Fork. We want to make sure that people have access to this, yada, 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 which is the typical environmental group lie that we have around here. They don't want people out there. And then when the Josephine County Commission said, okay, BLM, will you guarantee that you will keep this open and available to the public? And they wouldn't do that. So, all it was, Chris, was just another idiotic, which it sounds like you're in favor of, attempt to lock up more land away from public use. And the county commission wasn't going to approve that. But you're talking about this as if it's all about just a real estate group racket.
Bill, you are spot on about certain things, but the people out in Williams, they go on walks out in that area all the time.
And they wouldn't be allowed to. The BLM wouldn't guarantee it, which is why the county commission would not sell it to that group, because there were no guarantees allowed to be with it. It couldn't be
foot
done.
Traffic.
Okay?
Foot traffic. Yeah, foot traffic.
Yeah, well, that's right. They wouldn't even allow that. Okay? So that's just it. No guarantees, unless you're either going to have public access or you don't. And they wouldn't. So don't talk to me about some real estate racket being in control. It was about keeping it available to the public, okay? All right, let me go to Todd. Hello, Todd. Go ahead.
Okay, I want you to relax before the weekend, so settle.
Okay.
So the minute...
I'm just tired of the Bullstein of John West and everything about Pipefork. When it is that we just got a bunch of agenda based people that just want anybody that's going to cut the budget there out of office. It just irritates the hell out of me. Okay, so anyway, please continue.
I know, but also I want to thank you for trying to nail down Kim Wallen when you interviewed her way back when she kind of walked away from her responsibilities. But in any case, I called about the Menendez brothers.
Sure.
And how the media has been trying to sanitize it. I was living down in L.A. when this all went down. And these two guys in their 20s conspired over a long period of time to murder their parents and steal their millions of dollars. And I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. Their dad, he was a tough guy. He was an immigrant from Cuba. He worked his way up from nothing to become a millionaire, and they were greedy, awful people. They tried to make it look like a home invasion robbery. Can you imagine with a shotgun at close range killing anybody, let alone your mother and your father?
And that's why I don't buy the all of a sudden it's a sexual abuse kind of thing, right? I just can't.
Well,
all right?
Well, you got George Gascon down there, so hopefully he gets knocked out of office. Otherwise, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let me go to line 4. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. So, you know what I'm missing right now, Bill?
What's that?
I am missing the Mail Tribune when it comes to deciding how to vote for these candidates, because I would study that paper inside and out, and then I would just vote the opposite. And I don't have that now.
In other words, you would look at that as the... this is the negative, or this is the correlate. You know, if they're going for it, well, it's kind of like the Daily Courier. There is the Grants Pass Daily Courier. You know, you can go there, and they have their recommendations.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you what I'm missing.
Okay, now, are there any questions that you had, or things that you were wondering? Who are you questioning at this point in time?
You know, I'm just really questioning that Measure 117, quite frankly.
All of the
I don't quite understand it.
Okay, Measure 117. Okay, is that that's the ranked choice voting, right?
Yes.
Okay, ranked choice voting.
How does that work?
Ranked choice voting is where you put your preferences. They have a ton of candidates that are there in front of you, and then you put your rank. You put your okay. This is my first choice. This is my second choice. This is my third choice. And if none of the people get to the top first time around, 50% plus one, more than 50%, then they throw out the bottom and they continue to recount, and then they throw out the bottom and then they recount until after several multiple weeks and weeks of recounting, you end up getting a purported winner, all right? And it is one of the most complex, insane things. It's being pushed by outside liberal groups. It's pushed by the Democrat Party in Oregon, in the Oregon legislature, but they exempted themselves from the vote. They wouldn't go ranked choice. Everybody else goes ranked choice. So just remember that, and you vote no on all the state measures, including Measure 117. Okay? Thank you. Have a great weekend. Now I'm going to relax.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight,